But you know what kind of held a lot of the Native kids together in the tribes and the different tribes together in this town, I think, was the Envy Hall. They used to have a lot of functions down there. Mm-hmm. And they never, ever turned the kids away, you know. They would have their conventions here. We had a nice hall. And they had dances every night. And, you know, the bars closed at midnight, so the dances would last maybe 3 hours. And we had a band, and, you know.
And you said that's where you held the meetings with the ladies, too,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they taught you to sing.
Right, right.
So did that all go away after the hall burned?
So it sort of went away after the hall burned. It's, I don't know where it was, like we never met, you know, anymore. And it's just a shame that the whole community, not just the Native people, because it was used by the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
They had even the Redmond Hall burnt down, and we just didn't have a hall anymore, any large place to go.
Was there ever any consideration of rebuilding?
Oh yeah, the very first day, you know, people were giving money to the Native people to try and think about building a hall. So they got together and they said that's what they were going to do. In fact, all the years that Marge was ANS president, she, you know, they were always doing fundraising for, and they've got some CDs still sitting there where they're trying to save for a hall.
Do you think that the tribe and JOM are helping to bring it back? Are they doing a decent job or nothing like it was in the past?
They're doing a decent job. I think they're getting out there more, out into the public, because there are a few kids that are in JOM and they are doing the dancing and things that are non-native, mm-hmm. and they're welcomed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to learn the culture themselves. And I don't know, it just seems like now that it's in the school, you know, they're learning, and the history teacher, Dan Roop, he was honored this last assembly that they had for the Native Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
He was honored and recognized because he... in his Alaska history class, he has the students, his whole class, who are mixed, and he has them choose a clan or a tribe to, whether it's Eskimo or, you know, Yupik or Tlingit or Tsimshian, he has them choose a subject that they have to do to learn and bring it back to the class.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to do an Alaska map. And it's a neat thing that he's done and continued to do. It wasn't something he just did for a few years. It's been going on for all the time that I was director.
Oh, wow. Is he Native?
No.
Mm.
No.
Great.
Yeah. He first taught school, I think, in Cake or Craig or on Prince of Wales there somewhere.
Okay.
And so then when he came to Wrangell, it was predominant Native
mm-hmm.
there. So it was a little different when he came here, you
right.
know.